Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number 222. Mitzvah Reish Chav Beis, 222. The mitzvah is mitzvahs hanachas peret hakerem. So today we get to the second to last of the eight mitzvahs related to mitzvahs related to matnas aniyim. We have the first time mitzvah peret. The mitzvahs asay of peret and the mitzvahs los asay of peret is the next mitzvah. Again, as I said, I'm not sure about the schedule for the mitzvah shiurim in Hanukkah. We'll try to get up as much as we can, but we'll see on the schedule. But either way, today and tomorrow's mitzvah, the next day's mitzvah go together. So again, as we did the previous two, we'll do these together and we'll have another shiur related as well the next time. But today we have the mitzvah of peret. Peret, in a word, is the mitzvah of leket when it comes to the vine. Just like the Torah went out of its way, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, that peah has one mitzvah by all other zraim and has a separate mitzvah when it comes to krumim by a vine. So too peret is and leket. Leket has a mitzvah of an asay and a los asay when it comes to everything else, and has a separate mitzvah of asay and a los asay when it comes to the vine. And it's based on three words in the Torah. Again, we're still in these. We mentioned eight mitzvahs in two psukim. Right here, at the beginning of Kedoshim. Pasuk tells us, V'charmacha lo solel, that was yesterday, Uferet karmacha lo salakeit. Don't gather in the peret of the vines. What's the peret of the vines? So, we will see in the Chinuch in a second, but then, right after that, it says again, leave it for the poor, leave it for the ger. So that asay is going back on all of the isurim that we have been discussing. All four mitzvahs asay that are involved. Today is the last one. So Reish Chav Beis says the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvahs hanachas peret hakerem. The mitzvah of leaving over the parrot. What is the parrot? Lazo peret hakerem laniyim. Vehu. Ma sheyis pared vipo menad avim b'shas petzira. The single grapes that fall down on the floor during the harvest. That's peret, exactly what leket is. Right? Leket by the grains is when I'm gathering and single sheaths fall to the ground. We discuss then the message of, don't pick it up. Got to leave that for the aniyim. That's exactly the same idea as peret. When I'm picking off the clusters, when I'm picking off all of the vines and the single grapes fall off, that's peret. This is not like what we discussed in the previous mitzvahs, where we discussed peah of the kerem, the ololos, which is either peah, or we said according to Chazal, it's the single grapes that are still attached to the vine. That you have to leave b'mechubar, that's for the aniyim. Here, it's what falls off. It's what falls off, and as I'm gathering the harvest, it falls onto the floor. That is what's called peret, and that's the leket of vines, and that is a matnas aniyim. Shneamar la'aniv al-gerta zavotam, acharei shezachar upirit karmecha lo salakeit, after it lists off, do not gather it in, ubalav de lo salakeit, echtov kol inyani ha-mitzvah bez Hashem, I'll say that in the next mitzvah, but the asay is what follows la'aniv al-gerta zavotam. Even before we continue, just one note that I forgot to mention yesterday, but it has to do with today also. We mentioned yesterday a number of mitzvahs that apply uniquely to vines and to grapes. We mentioned squeezing grapes on Shabbos, Chita B'Shabbos. We mentioned, although we went through the Sechmini Talmudis, about all the mitzvahs that have to do with wine. We mentioned Yayin Nesech is specifically connected. We mentioned Hechshol Kabal Tuma, but there was one major one that I forgot to mention, and that is Kilei HaKerem, which we'll talk about more in Parshas Kisetze. But as we know, there are five types of Shatnas, five types of Kilayim. There is Kilei Begadim. That's what we call shatnas, kilayim of the clothing. Then there are two types of kilai behema, cross-breeding and cross-working. Both of those are two types of kilayim, two types. Then you have kilayim number four, kilai zraim, cross-planting different species of grains. And then number five is kilai akerem. There's a specific kilayim when it comes to a kerem, a vine. Even though you already are included, l'chora, in the other, kilai zraim, and Rov Rishonim seem to say that if I do kilai akerem, I get two avers. I get kilai akerem and kilai zraim, but the Torah goes out of its way in Parshas Kisetze to tell us a separate mitzvah, mitzvah 548. If you want to look in the chinuch, Taf Kuf Memches, the chinuch there says, shlo lezroa mine hatvua bekerem. It's usher to plant tvua in a vine, v'lo kanvus v'luf, v'zemin kilayim yikare kilai akerem. And it's even more chomor than other kilayim. Kilei HaKerem is asur b'hanah. You have to burn it. Pentikdash, it says. You have to burn Kilei HaKerem. The Chinuch there asks, why do I have a separate mitzvah for Kilei HaKerem? Right? This kilayim of all plant things that you're not allowed to cross a plant. So why is there a separate mitzvah? So there, the chinuch says, v'ulay nomar, ki miyos kerem davar chashuv ma'od, because a kerem is very chashuv, v'koach tiv'o rav, vine is very chashuv. We said yesterday, it's the only thing that goes up in bracha, right? It doesn't go down to a shahakol. So you might have thought that if you plant anything else with kelayim, it won't be called, if you plant anything else with a kerem, it won't be called kelayim. Why? It'll be batel in the chashivus of the kerem. And you won't even look at it as kelayim, because anything planted in the kerem, you still call this a kerem. Yeh batel imo minecha lo'olam, v'lo yechashiv lekelayim v'leklum. Al-kein hitzrach ha-kasev, that's why the Torah says that it is batel. That could be why there are some tanoim, right, that say that there are two zra'im have to be planted in the kerem, because maybe one would be batel. But either way, because of the chashivus of a kerem, that's why we have the separate mitzvah of kilai ha-kerem. Okay, there's a lot more but related to that, but we will leave that for now. Okay, so today's mitzvah is the mitzvah's asay of when the single grapes drop onto the floor, I am not allowed to pick them up. Is an interesting two ha'aris to mention, and that is, one I think has come up in the past, and one is new. And that is Rabbi Chanan, we discussed this, I think, the first day, when we discussed Peah, Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim in Baba Kama, Simin Kuf Gimel, talks about that there are two types of Matnas Aniyim. Two types of Matnas Aniyim. One that needs to be designated, and one that is designated by itself. One is Mufrash V'yomed. It's automatically designated. The owner doesn't have to do anything. And the other type is like, no, he has to do something. Right? You might have to. I saw a discussion in some of the Achronim. Do you have to say it, Bedibur? What if I just think it? Can I just think that this is going to be Peah or whatever it is? But those are two types of Matnas Aniyim, says Rabbi Chanan. So you have to go through. Whenever you get to one of the Matnas Aniyim, you have to ask. So when you have, let's say, what are they? Shichacha. So does that need designation? No, because I forgot a bundle in the field. That's Mamela designated. Today's Mitzvah Peret. Does that need designation? No. The second that it happens, it belongs to the Aniyim. That's it. The single grapes on the floor belong to the Aniyim. Leket. It's automatic. Peah. Which corner are you going to give? How much are you going to give? There's no shear in the Torah. You're supposed to give 1/60th Midrabanan. But that is not Mufrash v'omeid. So therefore, Rabbi Chanan says, you have to know exactly which one of the Matnas Aniyim you're talking about. Because some are Mufrash v'omeid, they're automatically designated and separated, and that's like this example of Peret, Masha Enkein, the other types that need designation. A nafkamina could be the Achronim's discussion that we had a couple of days ago, and that is at what point does it become belonging to the Aniyim? We had a ksos, remember a couple of sheets a couple of days ago. So when does it become laniyim? So peret could be right away. Right when it falls on the floor, the bottom doesn't have to do anything. It's automatically shelaniyim. Peah, it could be, you have to wait till after the bialim does something. It's not automatic. You have to wait till the bialim does something, and then it will become shelaniyim. But that is the two different types of Matnas Aniyim that Rabbi Chanan says in Kovet Shiurim Os Kuf Gimel. Related to that is a question that we have not dealt with yet, but we need to. It's about time, 7th of the 8th mitzvahs, and that is there, why isn't there a bracha on all of these mitzvahs asay? We know that there's always a birchas ha-mitzvah. Whenever there's no birchas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvahs asay, you have to ask why. There are 248 mitzvahs asay. Chazal made many, many birchas ha-mitzvah. Whenever there isn't a birchas ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah, you have to ask, why not? So there's always an answer. Right? Staka. Why isn't there a birchas ha-mitzvah on staka? Why isn't there a birchas ha-mitzvah on shalach manos? Why isn't there a birchas ha-mitzvah on any mitzvahs asay? Los asays we don't make brachas on. But mitzvahs asay, why isn't there a birchas ha-mitzvah on zechiras ha-malek? Why isn't there a birchas ha-mitzvah? Many. So the two places to look are one in the Abu Draham. I didn't bring that one today, but the other is the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba has thousands of Tshuvas, thousands, six volumes. In the first volume, the 18th Tshuva, Simin Yud Ches, that's where he talks all about this. Sha'alta, he's quoting, some of this is the Rashba, he's quoting a Rabbi Yossi ibn Palat, but he asks, Lama ein mevarchan ala mitzvahs kulon? Why do you make a bracha on all mitzvahs? Kigon, hamalvis chaveira, I lend somebody money. Why don't, before I lend somebody money, I say, we discussed that mitzvah in Mishpatim, in Kasav Tal Vesami. Mitzvah to lend money. Why don't you make a bracha before you lend money? Or vatoi nimo, right? Let's say you see your friend who's struggling under his bundle, your friend's animal, so you go over and lift up the bundle onto the friend's animal. Before you do that, right? You make a bracha on tiino, prika, you're about to help unload. Why do you make bracha? So every mitzvah that you don't make a bracha on, you got to ask why. So says the Rashba, there is no one rule that can explain all of them. Tshuva zu she'ela amuka. V'davar she'amdu olav ha-rishonim zatzal. This is a deep question, and the Rishonim dealt with it. V'ein ho'inyan tali b'tam echad. She'etin l'cha klal v'echad mehem. I can't give you one rule that will explain all of them. So the Rashba says, I'll give you six rules. Six rules, and then he discusses, after the six rules, you know, this one and then he gives specific reasons by certain mitzvahs. But six rules. The second one has to do with us. He says, number one, ko mitzvah she'ein b'maisa, ein mevarchan aleha. If there's no action, you don't make a bracha on it. What's a mitzvah say without an action? Shmitas ksafim. Right? Not collecting a loan that Shemitah passed over. That's a mitzvah say daraisa. Right? Not collecting. Shmitas ksafim. You don't make a bracha if it's a mitzvah that has no action. Right? That is number one. Right? Other mitzvahs might apply. Maybe our mitzvah could also fit into that. Not picking up the parrot. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't dropping it. Right? If you go through, you don't have to make sure that you drop some. It's just that if you drop, I whack it. It's just natural that you're going to drop some. We're going to see later. You're not allowed to put something on the floor to like catch it. That's an issur of Gezel. We'll get to that. But says the Rashba, if there's any mitzvah without an action, no bracha. So our mitzvah fits right into there. Just read you some of the other ones. V'chein, eim b'varchan al mitzvah she'en t'liya kula b'yad ha'osa. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that doesn't only involve you. Because if it involves somebody else, maybe that other person will refuse to be involved, and then the mitzvah won't happen anyway. So how can you take the chance of making a bracha? So he quotes Matnas Aniyim there, because that applies to all Matnas Aniyim, even the ones that an action is required. Right? So let's say, tztaka. Don't make a bracha on tztaka, because maybe the Ani is going to throw it in your face. I want more money. Right? You don't know if he's going to accept it. Halvas dam, making a loan. Ha'anaka. Right? Giving severance to an eved that you're letting go free. So all of those involve someone else, and they might refuse. The Ravid in Hilchas Ishus uses this svara for a little different. The Ravid says you make the bracha of marriage after the marriage, not before the marriage. We pass, can you make the bracha, and then you say Harei Mekudeshes Li. The Ravid in Hilchas Ishus, I think it's in Perek Gimel, says that you make the bracha after. Why? Because maybe the woman's going to say no. Even though she's under the chuppah, and you paid for the caterer, right? Maybe she's going to get cold feet under the chuppah. Harei Mekudeshes Li, no. Right? So she might say no. So that's why, says the Ravid, you got to make the bracha afterwards. So we take the risk. We take the risk of doing it beforehand. Maybe it's even not a berachas mitzvah, machlokas rishonim. Either way, then he quotes other yesodos. Any mitzvah that's upon bezdin, you don't make a bracha on, right? Din is a bracha. Acharam lahatos is a mitzvah, right? Number four, you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that has something to do with an avera, returning gezel, returning ribis, right? That smacks of an avera. Or he even says maybe gerushin can fit into that. Because many times divorces involve, if it's not an appropriate divorce, that also involves an avera. So that's why you're not going to make a bracha on gerushin. V'chein ma'anis kahuna. Fascinating. He says you're not going to make a bracha on giving truma. You're going to make a bracha on hafrashas truma. But you're not going to make a bracha on nesinas truma. Why? De'ein ha-yisrael nosein mishalo. Ela shahashem yisbarach zacha osana l'koin. Zicha osana l'koin u'mishalchan gavoa kazachu. I'm giving the coin anything? No, Hashem's giving it to him. I'm designating what Hashem is giving to him. Right? This was never mine. The truma was never mine. A piece of a carbon, of my carbon shlamim, I'm giving to the coin. To the chatos. I make a bracha on that? No, Hashem, I'm not doing anything. Right, so this is the Rashba, all the different reasons that you don't make a bracha. And he goes through many others. You make a bracha on Mises Bezdin, because Hashem's unhappy that people are getting killed. Biker Cholim, Nichem Avelim, all those are Tali B'yad HaCherim. So this is the very important Shuvah of the Rashba. Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches. In the Rashba, why you make and don't make brachas on many mitzvahs. But the first rule that he quotes there is related to our mitzvah here. And that is, you don't make a bracha when the parrot falls. Or let's say you know there's going to be some single grapes that are going to fall. So before you start harvesting, you should make a bracha. Doesn't matter. One is not allowed. One does not make a bracha in those circumstances. Okay. So let's continue now. Let's go into the next mitzvah, which also has to do with our mitzvah. and that is, the Chinuch says to look there, and the Minchas Chinuch has one discussion of both of them. See, he says, Reish Chav Beis, Reish Chav Gimel, so we'll get into that, and then we'll continue talking about it in the next time. So the Isser of Peret is, Shelo Lilkot Peret HaKerem, not to gather in the single grapes that fell. I will nazov oto laniyim, leave it for the poor, Shedeemar, Uferet Karmachal Lo Selaket. Do not gather in the single grapes. As we said, this, by the way, applies to all trees that are similar to the karim, to the vine also. Anything that just falls. Any seeds that just fall, you're not allowed to pick up. So, whatever is included in leket, whatever is included in trees, grain, it's all covered. Some is included in there, some is included in here, but it's all covered. Any single items that fall during the harvest have to be left for the aniyim. As we discussed last week, a couple days ago, why is just the inferior left for the aniyim and you give the best to the kohanim? We discussed that then. Remis b'sharshi ha-mitzvah, kinyin shekasavnu lamalo b'peya. Look back to peya, what I wrote, what the shorish for the mitzvah, this mitzvah is. It's about becoming givers. As we said, we have to make sure that we're always constantly giving. A lot of mitzvahs have to do with giving. I saw that Netziv also has an idea related to all these mitzvahs in the Hemek Dover, that it says, what's the purpose of the mitzvahs of Peah and Leked and Peret? All these mitzvahs, says the Chinuch, Kol Hazaras Halal, says the Netziv, Kol Hazaras Halalu, Hema Chukei Hashem, Shemivim Shalom. Right there, they're laws of God. God is out to bring peace amongst people. It's natural for the poor to come looking for stuff at the end of the harvest. That's natural. V'imlo yehenu barabos hatova l'baylov. And if you don't leave them stuff, if they go there and there's nothing left, yavo aniyim l'deklalos v'na'atzos. They're going to hate you. They're going to hate the balabais. This guy didn't leave me anything. He has all the riches. He has all the wealth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep peace amongst people. And therefore, he knows the aniyim are going to come. And therefore, he makes this mitzvah. Masha'enkein hamarachim aleim evili de'ahava v'leif tov. Right, if somebody has rachmanus, then he brings to love and a good heart, and therefore, says the Netziv, that's the point behind these mitzvahs, they're going to come anyway, so we might as well make it easy for them and create shalom amongst people. That's the Netziv, you can relate it here too. Midini HaMitzvah, let's talk about some of the halachas related to Peret. Midini HaMitzvah, Masha'am Rezachar Levracha. First of all, Peret, the Bidja says in Peah. As we mentioned, all eight of these mitzvahs is one Masechta in Shas. Masechta's Peah. Leket, Peret, Shichacha, Peah, all of those are in Peah. There's no Masechta. Peah is, it's called Peah because that's the first discussion in the Masechta, but all the Matnas Aniyim are discussed there. Because think about the other Masechtas in Zerayim. Nothing to do with the Matnas Aniyim. Demai, Kilayim, Shvius, Trumas, Maesus, Masasheni, Chala, Arla, Bikurim. All separate topics. All the Matnas Aniyim that we're discussing here in Parshas Kedoshim, the source of it are the Mishnayos in Masechas Peah and the Yerushalmi on Peah. Obviously, because there's no Bavli on Peah. So let's talk about some of the halachas. Bidini HaMitzvah. Masha'anamun Zacharna Lavracha. Ezel Peret. What's Peret? Let's say I'm picking a cluster of grapes and they all fall down singularly. So they all fall off the cluster and there's six grapes on the floor now. Is that Peret? Halacha is no. Eze peret, ze gargir echad, o shnei gargirim, hanifratin, min ha eshko, b'shas betzira. One or two. One or two at a time. That's peret, just like we discussed by leket. And by shichcha, we'll see. One or two is could be called something that the Bailam doesn't care about, that it's matnas aniyim. Aval shlosha gargirim, shenofu b'basachas eno peret. But if three fell at once, so what does that mean? Does it mean at one time, or they're still connected to each other? It's a good question. But either way, if there's a bunch, a cluster, a little bit together, that's not peret. That still belongs to the owner. Hayabotzeru mashlech la'aretz. What happens if he's collecting and throws it to the ground? Kishimifano ha'eshkolos afilachati eskala nimshal sham peret. Right? What happens if some gets separated as you throw it to the ground? V'chein eshkol shalim shenifrat sham harihu peret. If you have a whole... Ah, he says it beferish. If you have a whole cluster that's separated, that's peret, the Mishnah says. Or v'haminiach esakakol tachas agefen, the halachis of somebody who in his ruthlessness... He puts a basket under the tree so that any single grape that falls down falls into his basket. It never hits the ground. So, b'shar shabotzer, how is it? Gozel ataniyim. The Mishnah in Peah says that's stealing from the poor. Because you're preventing them from getting it. I just formulated that as preventing. Is it really preventing? The Menachas Chinuch has an interesting discussion in the bottom of Os Beis. Actually, it's Os Beis. The whole discussion of Os Beis. At what moment does it become the Aniyim's? Right in midair, as it's falling through the air, as a single grape, or only once it hits the ground? The question is, how do you understand this mission that says you can't put the basket under? Is that because you're stealing from the Aniyim? Because it's already theirs and you're taking it what's theirs? Or you're preventing it from becoming Shel Aniyim? Either way, you can call it Gezel. Doesn't make a difference. The mission's not a raya that, oh, it has to be Shel Aniyim. But the Menachas Chinuch assumes, on the fourth to last line, Al-Kain, Haminiach es ha-Kalkala, Amrinan de Gozer as Aniyim, Mitam de Garam Shelo Yia Peret. He says it could very well mean that you prevented Peret from coming into being. De Ibn Ashirasa Hu Kodesh, because if it becomes the Aniyim's right when it's in the air, then what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course you're a Gazgazlan. My chidshalon mei mishnah devada gazlan gomeru v'im gam over alav. If it rain blows, the aniyim is pashut. So the Menachas Chinuch says he thinks it must be shel aniyim even as it's falling through the air before it hits the ground, and that's the chiddush. That's what the mishnah is telling me. I'm sorry. Even if it's not shel aniyim, if it was shel aniyim already, then it would be pashut. You're stealing, even though it doesn't belong to the aniyim, and you're just preventing it from going to the aniyim, from becoming parrot, that also is still considered gazel, prevention, and that's why the Mishnah calls it that. Okay, in the Mishnah, the Chinuch ends off, yes, brought Mesachas Peah, and look earlier to what I wrote when it comes to Peah, related to who this applies to and when this applies. Again, the same thing would apply that we said yesterday related to fields of ketanim, if they hold on to the parrot until they become gedolin, do they have to give it? The Menachas Chinuch said yes. Okay, so we'll stop here. There are two more points in the Menachas Chinuch that we have to discuss next time. What about ones? What if my hand hits a thorn again and they fall out? Does the same halacha that applies to leket apply to parrot? He discussed that in Os Aleph. And also we're talking about an Os Hay. What happens if I brought it in illegally and then they get burned up or lost? Do I have a chiyuv to make it up to the aniyim? That's an important discussion of Lasi Sidei Shamayim that we'll have in Os Hay. So we'll do Os Aleph and Os Hay we still have left, and then maybe we'll talk in general about the concept of Hefker, maybe the concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which all these mitzvahs apply to in Daraisa, and then after that we get into back to Dini Mominus issues, away from Manus Aniyim. We're going to get into Geneva and Gezela and swearing falsely and not paying your workers on time, all other related mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.